The Adventures of Jungle Jim. A complete radio episode based on the characters and action pictures of the same name that appear every Sunday in the Comic Weekly. The daring group of United Nations guerrilla fighters led by Jungle Jim has destroyed a vital Jap gasoline storage plant in Malaya. But the cost, Jim feels, was prohibitively high, for the stout-hearted Russian, Misha, was killed in the raid. Now, with Jap search parties fanning out on every side of them, the little group makes its way through the treacherous jungle. Jim's shoulder wound has almost healed, but he's handicapped by the sling he must still wear. So Sing Lee and the Australian have dropped imperceptibly behind Kolu and the others in order to keep to Jim's retarded pace. All of them realize that the Japs have them bottled up, trapped. But none of them puts the thought into words.
How far do you figure we'll be by dawn, Sing Lee? Marching all night this way.
Impossible to say.
How far have we come already?
Oh, about 6 miles.
Huh? Oh, but Jim, it's after midnight. We've been on the go ever since early.
I know, Tom, son. But in jungle this thick, you can only measure distances from one step to the next.
One consolation, Chunker. It'll be as rough on the Japs as it is on us.
Yeah, and they don't know about this cut-through you're taking us to either, Gate.
I wouldn't count on that. They may.
How long since you've been in this part of Malaya, Jim?
Oh, just before Pearl Harbor. Kolo and I had a special assignment. That's how we ran across the shortcut. We just follow this trail till you see...
I did!
Stone to crowd! It looks like solid marble.
Yeah, it isn't.
Yeah.
It's limestone. Formed a sort of natural bridge up above.
Where's the cut through?
Well, here it is. Just off the trail here.
It looks small enough to be a mouse hole.
We'll have to get on all fours to get through.
What are you going to do? Go dignified all of a sudden?
Not me, Jackson. Here goes nothing.
You had better go next, Jim. With that bad shoulder.
Okay, Sinley.
Okay.
Yeah, I heard it too.
Yeah, so did I.
What are you characters waiting for?
Be still, Tom, son. What do you think?
Sounded like it.
Was closer that time.
Yeah, it didn't sound like any bird I ever heard in Malaya.
Oh, well. Come here, Chinka. Crawl through.
All right, don't waste any time crawling through yourselves.
Attaboy, Jim. Hey, what was the big delay, anyway?
Chances are there's some Japs on our heels now, son.
Oh, well, the Tommy gun here.
No. We don't want any shooting if we can help it. It's too noisy.
Had we not better rejoin Kolo and the other, Jim? With only the four of us.
I don't think we'd have time, Sing. You go ahead up the trail a little way. When you see the Japs crawling through back here, whistle as though all of us were up ahead with you.
And where will you be?
Right there on the ledge above the cutthroat. When they crawl through, it'll have to be one at a time. I'll knock their helmets off, and Tom's son and Bailey here will do the rest.
Watch him. They'll never know what hit him.
Yeah. Better hustle, Unc.
Yeah, I go. But mind, you take no unnecessary chances.
Get set for him now. Gosh, if only I didn't have this bad arm.
Are you all right?
That's all right, Jim.
Oh, hang on. I need the horse.
Get set. He's telling him to crawl through.
You won't need that helmet now, Joe. Snappy youngster. Take him on side.
All right.
Ready for round two now.
Out you got.
Okay, I got him.
Watch yourselves. Here comes another one. Careful, carefully, Larry. Oh, you set a mouth for
it.
You got a gun. No, no, I'm okay. Pick a gun up, Tom, son.
Okay.
Oh, you should.
Yeah, that gun was your own idea, brother.
Hudson, are you all right? That shot I
was... Before I finish.
Just a case of two down and one to go, Unc.
You will discover how mistaken you are in very short time, please.
Oh, so?
Just so. That shot was a signal. In a matter of seconds, an entire Japanese patrol will arrive. You will receive extra special treatment that I've taken us.
With bland confidence, the wounded Jap officer grins at his captors. Sing Lee and Jungle Jim exchange a significant look, which we'll find out about in just a moment. Whether or not the weatherman in your neck of the woods realizes it, this is officially spring. No more anxious looks at the thermometer, no more chattering teeth, no more bundling in and out of overcoats, officially anyway. Spring is the season for pleasure and enjoyment, and Sunday morning especially is the time to enjoy yourself. And that's where the Comic Weekly comes in. Page after page of America's favorite features, all in full color, all designed and created by leading artists for your pleasure. 15 of the country's foremost Sunday papers bring the Comic Weekly to 15 million steady readers. One of those Sunday papers is on sale in this city. So ask for the Sunday paper that includes the Comic Weekly. You'll recognize it by the figure of Puck and the name, the Comic Weekly, at the top of the front page. Now, back to the relentless Japanese search for Jungle Jim.
Is that you, Jim?
Right thing. Just wanted to be sure your trigger finger wasn't itchy.
You found Kolo all right?
Yeah. He's on lookout duty in the shadows of the Limestone Ridge. The Frenchman's with him. Where's Tom's son?
In the clearing there with the Australian and our prisoner. I told the lad to get some sleep.
Oh. Well, Kolo agrees with this thing. Things don't look so good.
The Japanese keeps insisting that their whole patrol was right behind it.
Hasn't been a sign of them so far. 2 hours now.
That does not mean they are not there, Jim.
Well, this valley's a bottleneck. All they've got to do is surround it and keep tightening the circle till they find us.
The prophets, they are no doubt busily engaged in Ethan now.
We've had good luck up to now because we've been able to do the unexpected. But seeing this
the
time...
The Japanese know we are in this valley, and they know we are very few. Now, if we could only learn of any weakness the Japanese might have.
No point in asking our prisoner, I guess.
There might be. Come on.
I'll get you back, Chinka. This Saibu's smarmy's been getting on my nerves. Tripping into the court ever since what he is.
How does your side feel, Nip?
Not painful at all. You will regret to hear.
See what I mean?
In that happy case, the prisoner will not endanger his health by resuming the march with us.
Oh, you Chinese are so maladroit. It is not my health which is endangered, but your own.
Oh, I don't think your little playmates will catch up with us if we head south.
South? Oh, very funny. Oh.
The blood is right at that, you know. Nothing but swampy marshes to the south of here.
Yes. Also many of the deposits of quicksand.
Also as dangerous for your friends as it will be for us.
But Chunka,
Jim is right. After all, who knows these jungles better than he does?
Also, even a 2-year-old child does.
Who's asking you?
No one. Nevertheless, since I seem to be your prisoner for the moment, you will listen to me, I think.
You can't believe a word he says, Jim.
I have no desire to face the swamps and the quicksands to the south. So I will tell you it is very strongly paroled, even more so than to the east.
The east is out of the question.
Right. Well, if the south is so heavily patrolled, I...
You're not taking this monkey's word for that.
We have no choice. I guess our best bet is to head north.
North?
Kita, Jim, you are a barbaric tongue.
Also, Kito. Oh, excellent idea. Our jungle experts, Japanese rangers, should have the jungle to the north covered by now.
Just more of his lies. Why should he?
Because he values his own skin as much as we do ours.
Since 3 out of 4 directions are impossible, the course will have to turn.
Yes. West it is.
Not for me, it isn't. Not in the word of any mealy-mouthed monkey like this specimen.
Now look, Aussie. When you signed up with us, it was strictly on your own. You agreed to take orders.
I didn't agree to commit suicide. I don't agree to now.
So what would you have us do?
Head north. Same as we planned originally.
But the Jap says that...
The Jap says nothing but lies.
By all means, head north. Our rangers will greet you most professionally.
I've got a lot of respect for those Jap jungle fighters.
Maybe we'd better not talk about respect. Not the way you're listening to this cow ragger.
You are a fool.
Somebody here is, but it ain't me.
You misunderstand me. I mean, look out!
He grabbed the Australian pistol.
Stand back, Hoppy! You too, Jim!
Where are you? I cannot see where you're going.
I guess we should have done that long ago.
My own fault for being careless. He's stone dead, all right.
I thought you were asleep, Thompson.
No, Unc. I heard most of it. And I must admit that I agree with the Australian here, Jim.
Well, in that case, you'll both want to help me with a little project.
What project?
You'll see. Bring some hand grenades. Thompson.
Yes, Jim?
You go and bring Cole and the others to the cut-through of that limestone bluff.
Okay, but I...
Better hurry now.
All right.
Well, we'll soon be going, Sing. Do you mind going through the Jap's papers? We might learn something.
I was going to suggest it.
Well, meet us at the cut-through with the others. We won't have any time to spare, so make it as fast as you can. And keep a sharp eye out for Jap snipers. Chances are they're just waiting for day. All right, Sting. Come ahead. You're the last of the Mohegans.
What is your plan now, Jim?
I told Cole to break trail back the way we came from till he reaches those manga trees. Then we'll branch off to the north.
There's that sniper again, Jim.
Oh, let him have his fun, Thompson. We'll have ours when they get this far.
All set in the other side, Chinka. I rigged up a grenade, just like I said.
Okay. Now we'll do the same thing on this side.
What you are? I do feel a proper fool, you know. I should have seen that you knew the Jap was lying.
We're sure he was. And we'll deal with a liar, listen to what he says, and then do the opposite.
That's why we're heading north, Jim?
Sure. Not any too soon from the sound of it.
No.
Those booby traps will hold them for half an hour or so.
With any luck, that's all we'll need.
What's that? I'll just bury it under these leaves.
All right, then. Lead the way, Thompson.
Okay.
Find anything from the Jap's paper, Singly?
Very little. His name was Isuto, captain of engineers.
Sounds as though they'd found the clearing we left him in.
Jim, something wrong.
Huh? Now what?
Kolu stopped. He's motioning for you to be quiet and come up to him.
Better come along, Singly.
Gladly.
The rest of us better get out of sight among these big ferns along the trail.
Kolu's got his eye on something, all right. Something that bothers him, too.
The Japanese have found the Kutsu.
Found our first booby trap, too. That'll hold them up for a while.
Wait, Jim, wait. Look down there.
Huh?
At the foot of that durian tree.
Yeah, they're Japs, all right. Three of them. Hey, Sting, what's that gadget they're holding?
I have no idea.
Sting, that's a field radio. What we call a walkie-talkie. Now, if we move, those Japs will report us. And if we don't, the Japs behind us will catch up with us.